Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It's presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Thursday, December 30th, 2021, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that share button, hit that like button, and you can comment live during the show on, of course, YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling. And of course, you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. And there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading. And by the way, today's Thursday, so you're welcome to come today. Hey, Vin, thank you so much for watching. I see you're on YouTube. Thank you so much. I totally appreciate it. All right, so on today's show, we're going to be discussing, of course, the futures update. We're going to be discussing Omicron being a cold. We're going to be talking about vaccine patent wars, quarantine confusion, taxing the rich failures, and today's stock picks. So let's kind of get into the futures update right now. So it was kind of a mixed day yesterday. Nothing really happened, and Santa Claus kind of took a bit of a break. You know, the Dow did move up about 90 points at the finish, and the S&P did break a record, but it moved up and down, and it actually finished about 7 points up. The NASDAQ was down most of the day, and it finished down about 15 points. It was down a lot more than that at some point. And Apple once again tried to make that $3 trillion mark and could not get there. So right now, the futures, the Dow is up 41, the S&P is up 8, and the NASDAQ is up 39 points. All right, let's talk about Omicron severity. Once again, we're going to be talking about the only thing in the news lately. You know, the scary Omicron variant. Well, I've been saying since this thing was discovered, it's a freaking cold. In a recent article, even the dictators across the pond, Boris Johnson says he's holding off any new restrictions in England. According to John Bell, a Regis professor of medicine at the University of Oxford and UK government, the life sciences advisor. By the way, I wonder if he's the Frotsky equivalent in England. He just might be. Anyway, he said, the disease does... I can't do an English accent. I'd love to be able to do one right now, but I can't. The disease does appear to be less severe, and many people spend relatively short time in a hospital. They don't need high-flow oxygen. The average length of stay is apparently 3 days. This is not the same disease as we were seeing a year ago, he says. Of course not! It's a freaking cold! He also said that people are far less likely to be admitted in the hospital with the COVID Omicron variant than the previous Delta strain. Hey, even Dr. Frotsky himself said, all indications point to a lesser severity of Omicron versus Delta. Of course, Bell and Johnson, Gestapo Joe, and Frotsky are still demanding vaccines and masks for all. Now, not that they do anything, but it makes the government look like they're actually controlling the problem that has now become the common cold. Even here in the United States, wait a minute, are we still united? Or did Florida and Texas succeed from the socialist regime formerly known as the United States? Anyway, even here in the, I guess, not-so-United States, more and more credible doctors are telling us that the symptoms are just like what used to be the common cold. You know, like sniffles, coughs, sneezing, fatigue, and headache. Other news reports are suggesting that Omicron variant has completely taken over as the only COVID variant at this time. It's not the original nor the Delta variant, and basically that means that the human design by God himself has solved this COVID problem. Now, of course, if the devil would stop whispering in the ears of the so-called leaders and powerful countries like ours, we would be able to go on with our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for rescuing us from this threat. Now, please rescue us from the threat of the Nazi fascist leaders still trying to control us. Let's all say amen. All right, getting to the next topic. Let's talk about vaccine patents. Oh, here it comes, the war regarding who actually invented the vaccine and who should hold the patent. Well, we all thought the drug companies created this emergency vaccine for the good of the world, but now the vaccine companies are fighting over the lucrative patent rights for the worthless vaccine. Did I say worthless? Well, you know, that would be worthless as far as preventing COVID, but not so worthless to the billions of dollars it will generate in the future as this scandemic continues. The legal battle is taking shape over the patent rights for the vaccines, with drug companies pitted against each other and against government and academic scientists over who invented what. At the heart of the disputes, who can claim to have invented the important elements of the COVID-19 vaccines? As I've said many times before, follow the science and it will lead to money. Here is something interesting. Moderna was working with the National Institute of Health on a vaccine research for a few years before the novel coronavirus emerged. Huh. They were working on the vaccine a few years before the coronavirus emerged. Anyway, they collaborated in developing and testing the COVID-19 vaccine soon after the pandemic began. How could they have seen it coming? Wow. Moderna says only its scientists came up with the messenger RNA sequence. You know, the one that rewrites your DNA to instruct the body's cells to make a version of the spike protein found on the surface of the coronavirus and triggers the immune response. So basically, you give yourself COVID to avoid COVID. I don't know. All right. I'm not sure if this is a segment on the patent rights of the vaccine or to reiterate how scary the vaccine itself really is. I'm worried. Anyway, as the onion gets peeled back, you'll find other companies like Arbutus Biopharma claiming they invented the main ingredient in the vaccine that Moderna and Pfizer are using. I'm going to tell you, look for the coming lawsuits on the patents, not the side effects, because all you suckers who got the vaccine signed your rights away to sue the manufacturers of the vaccine, so you can't sue them, right? And if you have any side effects, you're basically done, even if they're death. By the way, Moderna's stock was slightly below 250. You know, it did hit 233 yesterday for a moment, and then all of a sudden, news came out again about how quickly COVID is spreading. I'm telling you, Moderna is it's the key. Every time it goes below 250, look for a COVID article. Hey, I want to say hello to Tommy, and I want to say hello to Mick. Thanks so much for watching. Check it out. Let's talk about quarantine confusion. All right. I actually thought this was a comedy routine when I read the latest CDC guidelines on COVID exposure and what to do. And I'm really hoping I can get through this segment without laughing. So here it is. Just follow the science on this one. The Omicron variant is spreading quickly and has the potential to impact all facets of our society. CDC's updated recommendation for isolation and quarantine balance what we know about the spread of the virus and the protection provided by the vaccine and booster shots, said CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Okay, here are the changes. Check it out. As of Monday, December 27th, isolation time went from 10 days for people with COVID-19 to 5 days. But if symptomatic, followed by 5 days of wearing a mask when others are around. For people who are vaccinated or for more than 6 months out from their second dose, for more than 2 months from the J&J vaccine and not yet boosted, the CDC now recommends quarantine for 5 days, followed by strict mask use for additional 5 days. If a 5-day quarantine is not feasible, it is imperative that the exposed person wear a well-fitted mask at all times and then around others for 10 days after the exposure. And finally, those who have received their booster shot and do not need to quarantine following an exposure, but should wear a mask for 10 days after the exposure. But wait! There's more comedic nonsense for those who tested positive for COVID. Oy. All right, everyone, regardless of vaccine status, must stay home for 5 days. If you have no symptoms, or if your symptoms are resolving after 5 days, you can leave your house. Continue to wear your mask around others for 5 additional days. If you have a fever, continue to stay home until your fever resolves. If you're exposed to someone with COVID-19, then you have to quarantine. If you have been boosted or completed the primary series of Pfizer or Moderna vaccine within the last 6 months, or completed the primary series of J&J vaccine within the last 2 months, you must wear a mask around others for 10 days. You must test on 5 days if possible. And if you develop symptoms, get a test and stay home. If you completed the primary series of Pfizer-Moderna vaccine over 6 months ago and you're not boosted, or completed the primary series of J&J over 2 months ago and are not boosted, or if you are vaccinated, stay home for 5 days. After that, continue to wear a mask around others for 5 additional days. If you can't quarantine, you must wear a mask for 10 days, and you must test on 5 day on the 5th day possible. If you develop the symptoms, get a test and stay home. No, seriously, folks, I did not spin the article that reported this. This came right from the CDC website. I am seriously going to send a clown car to pick up the crazies. I mean, this is insane. I could not believe how crazy this was when I read it. But don't believe me? Look it up. I actually posted it on my Facebook page yesterday, and I got a laugh out of it because I actually put it says that if you could read this without laughing, you must be a liberal. It's that insane. Anyway, I got to take a break before I laugh so hard that I might cough and have to isolate for 5 days and then wear a mask for 5 days. Unless I completed the primary series of useless injections, then I will need to... Actually, I forgot already. See you in a minute. And if you want information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. And I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. I'm hoping you all turned up your radio for that last bit, because I thought it was hysterical. Tommy thought it was hysterical online. He said he's LMAO. I can't say what that means. You guys know what that means, right? All right. If you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money and help them laugh as well, of course. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And, of course, you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn and YouTube, and I will try to respond to them as quickly as possible. All right. So far, we've been discussing the futures update, and right now the Dow is up 46, the S&P is up 8.5, and the NASDAQ is up 41. Not bad. We've been saying that Omicron is a freaking cold. We've been talking about the patent wars and, of course, quarantine confusion. If anybody can figure out what they need to do, go right ahead, because I still can't get over the fact that that is actually was printed by the CDC. Hey, good morning, Ken. Thanks for watching. Of course, coming up, we're going to be talking about the tax-to-rich failure and today's stock picks. But first, hey, you guys out there, did you hit that like button yet? Did you hit that share button yet? Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube. And if you're listening to WWDB Radio, be sure to set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, when you come back, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think of the show. Hey, by the way, somebody asked me yesterday if you want to connect to me on Twitter. You can connect to me at Larry Steinhaus. It's my Twitter. So if you want to connect to me there, please do. All right, let's get into the second half of the show. Let's talk about another tax-the-rich failure. Hey, we already know that President Poopy Pants and his minion of goons can't do anything correctly. But I just have to laugh at the promise of the Democrats to tax the rich as a campaign promise. Most of the tax-the-rich schemes that the Democrats had proposed were preposterous. Let me remind you of a couple of them, right? First, they wanted to change something called the step-up basis on the cost of an asset that someone inherits. And just to explain this, currently when you inherit a property from a relative, you inherit it at its current value. In other words, if your parents, for example, left you a property that they paid $50,000 for and the property is currently worth $200,000, your cost basis when you inherited it would be $200,000. So when you sold it 10 years later for, let's say, $300,000, you would only pay taxes on the gain of $100,000, not the gain of $250,000. It's not a bad thought, but here's what these guys wanted to do. They wanted to tax at the time of inheritance. So they wanted to tax you for the cost basis from $50,000 to $200,000. And basically, that would mean that if you inherited a property that your parents bought for $50,000 and it was worth $200,000, you would have to pay taxes on the $150,000 difference the day you inherited the property. Ugh. For most, this would cause the sale of the asset just to pay the taxes. Well, luckily, it was removed from the agenda when the Biden administration, or whatever they are, basically said, hey, what about the people who have farms, and now they have to sell their farm to a developer, and they're going to lose the farm they're going to lose the farming, basically, to a developer who's going to build houses on it. Anyway, another dumb one was the removal of the 1031 exchange. This is basically a way to defer your taxes if you would exchange an investment for a similar investment that may pay you a better return. Basically, this is how it works. So many people use this in real estate. For example, they may sell their 4-unit building to buy a 10-unit building, and if they were within the IRS 1031 rules, they don't pay taxes on the proceeds of the first building if all of the proceeds were used to buy the second building. They were going to take this away, and this was also scrapped. And look, but here it is. Perhaps the dumbest of all proposals was the proposal to tax what is known unrealized gains in an investment. I try not to choke when I explain this ridiculous idea, but let me explain how this works. So right now, if you buy an asset, let's say, for example, you have a stock portfolio with a whole bunch of Apple stock, and you have 50,000 shares that you paid an average of $50 for. Now the stock is currently trading at 180, and hopefully you'll hit 183 today. But anyway, it's trading at 180, and that means you're doing really well. But if you keep the stock, technically, you had no gains. You just have an asset that you could, if you chose to sell it, you'd sell it for a nice profit. So the stock could go up or it could go down in the future. But when you sell it, if it sells for more than $50, which is the price you bought it for, you will pay taxes on that realized gain of the difference. So the dum-dums in Washington's actually proposed a tax on what is called unrealized gains. That means at the end of the year, even if you didn't sell the asset, you would have to pay taxes on the difference of what you paid for the asset and what it's worth on December 31st. To say this is the dumbest idea that was ever created by the Democrats would be a really bad thing to say, because I'm sure they will come up with something dumber to meet the challenge. So I won't say it. Well, apparently someone with a little experience in accounting explained to the dumb Democrats that this is an impossible task. How can you value an asset at the end of each year, and how can you value an asset that is extremely volatile like stocks or cryptocurrency? Of course, the other problem of having to sell the actual asset to find the money to pay the taxes, you'd have to sell the very asset that you had to pay the taxes on the asset. Ugh. Anyway, can we put brain-dead Biden and his band of thieves back in Biden's basement for a while? Wow, that's actually a tongue twister. Hey, anybody out there, can you say that? Can we put brain-dead Biden and his band of thieves back in Biden's basement for a while? I like that. Anyway, of course, this is the same administration that wants to undo a tax on the rich that Trump installed. So, if you remember, Trump installed the soft deduction limit of $10,000. And now the Democrats want to eliminate that. So basically, Democrats, is it tax the rich or flap the lips? Dummies. They're all dummies, I'm telling you. All right, anyway, before we take a break, tomorrow is the last day of the year. Hey, did you guys accomplish your goals this year? What were they? Put some comments in Facebook. Let me know on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or LinkedIn. Let me know what you accomplished. Was it big? Was it small? Hey, do tell it all. Hey, we'll be back in a minute with today's stock picks of the day.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way, and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. 2829, and I'm hoping I'll see some of you guys tonight. Anyway, so far we've been discussing the future updates, and so far the Dow is up 50 points, the S&P is up 9, and the NASDAQ is up 43. I like it, I like it, I like it. We've been also discussing the fact that Omicron is a freaking cold. We've been talking about vaccine patent wars and how much money the patent is going to be on the useless vaccine. I don't know. We talked about the comical quarantine confusion. So you need to look that up. It's really, really funny. We talked about Biden's taxing the rich failures. And now we're going to be talking about today's stock picks. But first, hey, did you guys hit that share button yet? Hit that like button. Let everyone know what great stocks are that I'm going to be playing in the next few days. By sharing this information, you can share in a page, your own page, or in groups, and make sure you do it. All right, and by the way, of course, you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, and leave them. Come on, let's go. Tell me about what's going on. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right. Hey, by the way, Mick said that he wanted to increase his credit. He did it. And he also did a little bit of a 1031. Awesome. And by the way, he's thanking Investor Schooling. Thanks, Mick. We totally appreciate that. All right, so here we go. So there's two more days in the trading year. Yes, the market is open tomorrow. And yes, I'll be here tomorrow morning to bring you the latest and greatest in the stock market news. But let's talk about what's going to happen in the next 2 days and in the next few weeks. First of all, we saw that, of course, Moderna dropped, below 250. So now we have the scary Omicron variant all over the news again. And today, oh, boy. Listen, it's a freaking cold. Get over it already. All right, anyway, that could cause a little bit of a pullback in the travel stocks. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably a huge buying opportunity for the good ones like Delta Airlines, American Airlines, cruise lines like Royal Caribbean or Carnival. I really like Carnival as a long-term buy and hold play, so I would certainly look into it. I think it's ridiculous at $21 a share, so you definitely want to look at that. By the way, eventually people are going to be coming out of their COVID coma and the world will travel again. Apple, it just keeps getting inches away from the $3 trillion mark, and it's frustrating me. Let's go, Apple, and let's go, Brandon. That just slipped out. Sorry about that, guys. All right, Meta is also a play, although I'd like to see it below 330 for an option play. Meta is a great stock to buy, and I'm going to tell you, it's another one. I would just put it in a drawer and let it go because the future is and will be in the metaverse. Let's talk a little bit about crypto. Crypto is crashing again. You know, the one thing I noticed about crypto lately is that it's cycling faster lately. And that means that the investors or gamblers are jumping in and out and taking their profits quickly. And I also think that this means that they have little faith in the asset right now. So that might be starting to move down. It might not be a great play right now, but it's really up to you. You have to decide whether you like it. If you like it, go for it. Look, there's really nothing much happening with gold and silver. And look, the Treasury, I want to check the Treasury bond right now. The Treasury bond is over 1.5. It's actually 1.532%. And typically when that happens, tech stocks move down. So you need to watch for that. So it might be a play today. I'm really looking for Apple. As I said, I need 183. By the way, 183 makes it a $1 trillion company. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for it to happen by the end of the year. I actually have a small little option play on that. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun if it happens. I'll let you guys know tomorrow if it happened today. But I'm getting a little nervous that it might not happen. Look, again, nothing really happening with gold and silver. Gold is kind of just sitting there. Silver's kind of sitting there. I don't really get it. I'm kind of surprised that that nothing's really happening. But it's one of those things that it is what it is. So watch it. If the Treasury goes down, the bonds go down, tech stocks will go up. And, of course, by the way, there you go. All right. Hey, by the way, did anybody make any advice, any money on the advice given on this show? So if you made any money on the advice, like any of the plays we talked about, please let me know. Put it in the comments section. Also, hey, let me know if you're enjoying the show. So if you're enjoying the show, please put that in the comments section. Or also, let me know you're enjoying the show because, hey, I'd love to do this show. And the thing is, I'm sitting here in a nice, quiet room all by myself, and I can't hear you guys laugh. So I need to know that you guys are enjoying the show and you're laughing. Of course, if you're watching on any of the social media platforms, please leave comments on your thoughts. And if there's anything I can do to make the show better or worse, well, just better. let me know, because I'd love to do it. And also, hey, if you're also watching the show and you're on the Money Chat Now page, also leave a review. I'd appreciate that as well. I want to thank you for your continued support. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and the Money Chat Now page. Did I tell you guys that I am writing a book? Actually, the book is written. It's going to come out soon. And if you'd like, you can go to barnesandnoble.com. The book is called Money Hacks. And the subtitle is Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong. And that's typically how it is. Most people have no idea anything about money. And I'm going to teach you all the things that I teach in investor schooling and how to make more money. So if you want to do that, go to barnesandnoble.com. Feel free to order it. Actually, pre-order it. I'd love you to have you pre-order it, too, because I did promise the publisher that you were going to pre-order all these books, and I haven't seen you pre-order them yet. I've only seen 100 of them pre-ordered. I need to see 200 pre-ordered as the promise I made. So if you guys order more, I totally appreciate it. I also want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio, and thank you for continued support. If you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let us know as well. And you can leave comments on the WWDB fan page and look for us online. Of course, you know, my name is Larry Steinhaus, and I am the host of Money Chat Now. I want to also let you know that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed on this show. And the opinions discussed on this show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. In fact, some people have asked me not to discuss them. Anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it, and have a profitable day.